Honolulu Civil Beat has our reality check, and today it deals with an audit of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs that got canceled. On the line is Chad Blair. Hi.
Hi, Catherine. Happy last day of 2019.
Oh, yes, I know. Amazing. Huh? Where did that year go? Well, OHA has been in the news all year.
Yeah,
so I guess
it has.
It's apropos, it ends with it, huh?
Right, and not the first time regarding an audit either, but the latest news came yesterday. Les Kondo, the state auditor, he suspended the audit that he's been working on of OHA, in fact, which is due to the legislature right now because it opens in January 15th, and the legislature asked him to do it. He wanted a performance audit, and so Les Kondo's been working on that. But Kondo said yesterday he can't finish it because – well, because he's blaming the Board of Trustees at OHA for really not releasing documents that he thinks are necessary to complete his work. Specifically, we're talking about board minutes from the regents' meetings. And he said, without that information, I can't fully do my job. And so that was the big news yesterday.
Yes, we had OHA trustee Kaylee Aquina on a couple of weeks ago, you know, following one of the other audits that came out. I did reach out to Kondo, and at the time he wasn't at liberty to say, you know, how the audit was going, but he said, yeah, I know it's due this month. I guess maybe they just said, look, if you aren't going to give us the info, we can't do it.
Right. And this particular audit that Kondo is working on, what the hang up is on these limited liability companies. There are seven LLCs that OHA has had for a number of years. And they're there to hold assets, to take care of places like Waimea Valley. They're also pursuing business interest outside. But here's what Colette Machado and Brendan Lee, that's the chair and the vice chair of OHA, had to say. They say what Kondo is really doing is playing politics with the general funds that are ready to go to Native Hawaiians once the ledge comes around, because there's actually a contingency in the OHA budget. This is something the legislature required. They said, look, if this audit isn't released in time, we're not going to be able to release those funds to you. And so this was what Machado and Lee are saying. And in terms of those documents, those minutes, which are redacted from the board meetings, OHA says, look, we're allowed to do that. Under state law, there is attorney-client privilege. This is protected. We don't have to release everything that Kondo says we do.
Well, I know Kondo says that he really wants to peek behind the curtain and see yeah. how these LLCs are run and what was the thinking when they created them.
Right. And he's saying if and when he does get his audit done, it'll be a very deep review of these LLCs. You mentioned Kaylee Aquina. He's the one who pushed for the internal audit that came out just last month. And that audit essentially said, look, there's red flags regarding spending. And our own reporting said it could amount to about $7.8 million. Aquina has been worried about what he calls fraud, waste, and abuse that he sees in terms of OHA spending. He called this latest action from Les Kondo, the suspension of the audit, he called that a black mark, which only enforces his concern that OHA needs to get its books straight and needs to be transparent and accountable.
Yeah, so it will be interesting to see what happens when session starts and there's no audit and OHA's going to want their money in the budget.
Right. And you know, to OHA's side, meaning the chair and the vice chair, they said, look, you know, Les Kondo wasn't able to get everything he wanted when he was auditing HART. Remember that? Remember
yes.
the rail agency audits, which were required as well by the legislature in order for them to get the extra tax revenue to pay for that project? There was a big back and forth argument about that. And Kondo expressed frustration why he couldn't get everything he wanted. And Machado and Lee said, look, you went ahead and finished that audit, several of them, if I remember correctly. Why not just, you know, what's the big deal with our audit here? But you're right. This will be a major issue come forth before the legislature. I should point out there was another audit done that was released, must have been 2 years ago, which also mentioned these LLCs. But in the nutshells, Kondo's office identified spending irregularities and other problems with the agency. So it's a long, sordid story that's continuing.
Yes. And the auditor's office, I mean, they normally – look at OHA.
Right, they're required to periodically, but the legislature can also step in and say, look, we would like a special audit now, just as they did with HART, for example. That's something that they have the authority to do, to call that, and that's why they're expecting the report in the next week or so,
okay.
Which probably won't be there. We'll see.
Yeah, but we can probably expect some drama in this corner.
I think so. That's okay. That's guaranteed, Catherine.
All right. Thanks so much, Chad.
Take care.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat's political and opinion editor, Chad Blair, with today's Reality Check. Read the story online at civilbeat.org.